We're CJMQ, and today we're interviewing Scott Woods. So welcome, Scott.
Thank you very much.
And you're based in Ontario, Scott?
That's right, Fergus, Ontario, a little Scottish town kind of west of Toronto and a little bit north of the 401.
Okay. Now, I was reading a little bit about your biography, so it's pretty interesting. Definitely, you were born into a very musical family between your father and your mother, so tell us about that.
Well, my dad started playing violin when he was quite young, about 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1944, my dad was 12 years old, and he put a band together to play his first old-time dance.
Mm-hmm.
And continued with his own group. And in 1956, the band needed a piano player, and they hired a young teenage girl named Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Mom and Dad met, was through music, and Carolyn became Mrs. Woods, and when they got married, and they had four kids. I'm the youngest of four.
Okay, so definitely you're carrying on the tradition.
That's right. We just keep fiddling, and we do a lot of fundraising and benefit concerts for churches and charities, and we do about 150 each year across the country from the West Coast to the East Coast and everywhere in between.
That's really interesting. That's a lot, 150 a year. And what's unique is you do benefits almost exclusively, I guess.
Yeah, just about. I'd say probably 95 or more percent of our concerts are fundraisers, almost all of them anyways.
Amazing.
And it's a win-win because the communities are rewarded, you know, with their efforts. Sometimes they're doing fundraising for the local outreach. Sometimes it's a global project is doing, going on a mission somewhere, and it really warms our hearts to be able to help out where we can, and at the same time, it's good for us because we're playing the old-time music that we love, the Don Messer-style fiddling and step dancing, and of course, our Christmas show has a lot of the seasonal songs as well, and it's fun for us, but we're doing something worthwhile as well.
Good. And what made you decide to make it like fundraisers?
Well, actually, it's something that kind of happened more by accident than design.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was the manager of our band when it started back in 1944. He was the boss right up until he passed away in 2003. And when we lost my dad, my mom kind of said, you know, I'd kind of like to go on a mission trip.
Okay.
And we were talking at the time, and I said, well, you know, if it was me, I would probably just, you know, do a concert or something to raise money for people who are maybe better suited. It wouldn't be for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said, well, why don't we take the band and we'll go and do a bunch of concerts? And that was in 2003. So in the spring of 2004, we started doing some fundraising concerts for different churches that were going on missions and different organizations, Men for Missions, and different groups that were doing that kind of thing. And we did about a dozen of them. Well, that caught on, and the word got out that we were doing this kind of a fundraising effort.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of mushroomed from there. The next year, I think we did 85, and the next year we did 145. Like, it just, we now can't even handle all of the requests that we get from different organizations to help their cause, whatever that may be.
And that's amazing. I know that you're coming to the townships. You're going to be playing at Alexander Galt, the regional school here in Lennoxville. And it's a fundraiser for the St. George's Anglican Church. That's coming up Tuesday.
That's right.
And November 15th at 7 p.m. I know you've been in the district before, I believe, for the St. George's Anglican Church.
Yes. Yes, we've been there two or three times already. And we've also been further north in Richmond. At the high school there,
mm-hmm.
we were generally there in the summertime.
Okay.
So we kind of have two stops in the eastern townships as we're traveling across the country, and it's always a fun time for us. The folks there just love the fiddle music and the step dancing. Kyle Weymouth is with us once again. He's been with us before, and he's 17 years old now, but he is a champion step dancer, and I'll tell you, his fancy footwork is worth the price of admission all on its own. And our Christmas show, we have male and female vocals. It's a six-piece group.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a local guest, Courtney Drew, is going to be joining us once again. She's been a guest on our show several times, a young fiddler in the area.
Okay.
And she just does a fabulous job, a very promising young lady with her fiddling. And we always look forward to having her as part of our show in Sherbrooke or in Lennoxville as well.
That's amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I believe the Christmas show is called...
It's called Christmas Memories.
Christmas Memories,
okay. Christmas Memories, yes. And it's a lot of the seasonal songs and a lot of the old-time Christmas. We do some carols, you know, some religious music, but a lot of the Santa-related songs, of course. There's some fun stuff as well. It's a true variety show in the sense that Don Messer... you know, Don Messer's Jubilee, of course, had the real variety show with fiddling and step dancing and vocals and instrumentals. We kind of follow in that tradition. It's some seasonal songs. There's a few fiddle tunes in the show, of course, as well. We got to have a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
But it is definitely a Christmas show and a real variety show for sure.
I know it's very popular, and I believe it was sold out in no time at all the last couple of times you came. So definitely promises to be a great event, and Galt, definitely a place to have an event like that. Lots of room there in the auditorium.
That's right.
Okay, so that comes up Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. Now, I know you have a lot of CDs out.
We actually just released a brand new CD on Wednesday.
Wow.
Last week, and it's called Christmas Memories, and a lot of the music from our Christmas Memories show is on our new CD, and that makes number 14 for us.
Number 14.
That's 14 CDs. We did our first album in 1986,
mm-hmm.
and they were kind of spread out in the early years. We'd do one every 2 or 3, 4 years. And lately it's been one every year, and we've got gospel music. We've got 2 Christmas albums now. The original one was called Old Time Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and then the new Christmas album was called the Christmas Memories. We've got one called Stories and Songs, which is all vocals, but it's got some of the talking songs and inspirational stories that we're kind of well known for. We have one called Festival of Waltzes, and the rest are a mixture of old-time Don Messer-style fiddle music, Canadian fiddle music. And it's not Celtic music. It's you know, traditional dance-style fiddle music. Some jigs and reels, yes, but some foxtrots and polkas and waltzes. And so we've got 14 albums now. That's quite a bunch, but we always come up with some fresh ideas. And there's still lots in my head floating around little ideas, so there'll be lots more to come still.
I guess so. Do you write a lot of the music for the albums?
Well, we play a lot of traditional tunes.
Okay.
They're old Scottish and Irish tunes, a lot of French-Canadian tunes,
mm-hmm.
Tunes that have been around for generations. And we put our own kind of musical stamp on them.
Mm-hmm.
I have written some fiddle tunes in that style.
Okay.
But for the most part, we try and play tunes that people know. And, you know, it's not like they're covers necessarily. You know, we're not trying to be the popular music that you hear on regular commercial radio. It's really more old-time style arrangements of some of the tunes that people are familiar with.
Good, definitely with your own brand on it then.
Well, that's right. And you know, to give you an example, we would play a song like Christmas Time's a Comin'. Bill Monroe recorded that years ago and kind of had a bluegrass feel to it. Well,
mm-hmm.
we kind of took that and made it into more of a country-sounding tune in 2-4 time, and it blends itself well to go right into a tune that Don Messer wrote called Acrobat's Reel. And so on our show, it's like one of the first tunes, Christmas Time's a-comin', and then we go into Acrobat's Reel, and Kyle jumps out onto the dance board and gives us a little step dance for 64 bars, and it's just that's kind of the way we approach these tunes. And that's exactly the way Don Messer and the Islanders would have, when they did a Christmas special at the Don Messer Jubilee, they would take a Christmas song like Christmas in Killarney
mm-hmm.
and then throw a fiddle tune into the middle of it, a jig or something.
That sounds like a lot of fun, so definitely a lot of music and dancing too.
Absolutely. You know, it's something that you can bring your grandkids to or your grandparents to, whatever the case, and there's something for everyone.
Good. Now, are you going to have your CDs for sale too at the concert?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, we will,
good.
And a lot of people like to pick up the CDs for Christmas gifts, you know, for that hard-to-buy-for person.
Mm-hmm.
Gift of music is something that lasts forever, and the old-time music, it's a little tougher to find these days on commercial radio and television, and so if they can take it home on the CD, they can play it on the stereo and listen to those old-time tunes for sure.
Good, sounds like a lot of fun. Now, if somebody wants to find out some more information before they buy their ticket for the concert, your website?
Yes, we have a website, scottwoods.ca,
okay.
And if anyone is interested in learning more about hosting a show for their particular group, if they're raising funds for cancer walks or hospital foundations or churches or service clubs, Rotary, Lions, Kinsmen, you know, all of those kind of groups are the folks that we often play for. There's some information on our website, scottwoods.ca. You can send us an email. There's a link there. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-855-SCOTT-WOODS. That's 1-855-726-8896, and the folks in the office there will get you all the information you need to know. But there will be some tickets available for the show coming up in Lennoxville at the Alexander Galt High School as well. So if you're debating until the last minute whether you should go or not, we'll make sure we can find some room for you. Just show up at the door. The show starts sharp at 7 o'clock.
Good, so that's Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at Alexander Galt Regional High School. It's a benefit for St. George's Anglican Church in Lennoxville, and I think I have two numbers here, 819-822-2242 or 819-564-8960 to get your tickets or find out some more information. Now, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Scott?
Well, you know, the question that everybody asks Maureen is, Scott, will you be doing your tricks? And the answer is yes, I'm still doing the trick fiddling. If you've never seen a guy do a front-running somersault while playing the fiddle, then you got to come out on Tuesday the 15th and see this. It'll be near the end of the show, and I am playing Black Mountain Rag, and I take the fiddle, and I play behind my back and under my legs and do some of the tricks. And then the kind of finale of that routine is I take a kind of a fast-running somersault, a flip, if you will, and tuck the fiddle down, and if all goes well, I jump up on my feet and keep playing and don't miss a beat. So we put it near the end of the show just in case it doesn't work.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That's reason enough to go to the show.
That's right.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Scott, and all the best.
Thanks, Maureen, and we look forward to seeing all of the folks out on the 15th at the Alexander Galt Regional High School.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.